My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, that's in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Coming up in about 2 hours, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll take a look around the league as the Hall of Fame game is slated for later tonight. But right now it is time to hit the skins. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. All right, we have some personnel moves to update you on. So the Commanders gave their players the day off on Wednesday, but the team was active, making a series of moves. In is kicker Riley Patterson and wide receiver Byron Pringle, who was on the roster last season. The Commanders say bye-bye to receivers Dax Milne and Damir Bird.
Poor Dax Milne. Didn't he just get married?
I'm not sure of his marital status. Maybe he did. I'm not 100% sure about that. Look, I mean, he had 15 catches in two seasons here. Like, are we really going to shed a tear over Dax Milne, a seventh-round pick from the 2021 draft?
I don't know if he's married. He got engaged to Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend. Okay, remember the story?
I do remember that drama, yes. And, you know, he had a role in the punt return and kick return game. But, look, this new regime, they have no tie to Dax Milne. He's a depth piece. He's at best your sixth or seventh receiver if you carry that many receivers. He was deemed expendable.
So Patterson, the kicker, he's kind of bounced around. Mm-hmm. He's 24. He signed with the Vikings after going undrafted. Then he was with New England's practice squad. Then he was with the Lions. I think he was with the Bears. But I actually like the resume. I like the competition because he made all 16 extra point attempts in his rookie season. Mm-hmm. He only missed one of 14 field goals, and that was a 55-yarder.
Right.
And clearly, they don't believe in the kicker they have right now, who, look, he's a Band-Aid because they wanted it to be Brandon McManus.
Right. So Patterson comes in.
Who ironically took Patterson's job right in Jacksonville.
That's right. I mean, look, he's for his career, he's an 88% field goal guy. And in last year's, if you just comp that to last year in the NFL, that would put him basically right in the middle of field goal kickers for 2023, accuracy-wise. You know, he was let go and deemed expendable by the Jags, so it makes sense for Adam Peters and the personnel department, bring him in. Give Ahmed some competition. See who the better guy is. Go into the season with that guy, whoever it is, whether it's Patterson or Ahmed, whoever wins the kicking competition. I mean, it was clear from day one that they weren't just handing the gig to Ramiz Ahmed for kicking out of the UFL. So I think this is smart. Provide some competition for him. Put some pressure on him.
They need to upgrade the kicking situation for sure. We'll see who ends up the kicker, but I feel like it's going to be an issue at some point during the season, whether it's going to be Ahmed or Patterson.
Yep.
And it might be a situation where, remember that one year they used like four or five kickers in a season?
Yeah.
It could be that type of season.
I can't believe that we're pining for the days of Dustin Hopkins, who was let go a couple seasons ago. Ron just couldn't handle Dustin Hopkins' inconsistency and misses. Let him go, and now he signs a big extension with the Cleveland Browns during the offseason. So another in a long line of bad personnel moves by one, Ron Rivera.
I'm always amazed. Graham Gano's still going at it. He's with the Giants.
Yep.
He was with the Redskins, mm-hmm, 2009 through 2011. He then was with Carolina all the way to 2019, and now he's with the Giants for like 3 years. He's a solid kicker.
Yeah.
They let him go. I think if you get a solid kicker, you just got to keep signing him over and over and over
and
again.
The money for kickers now, I think Hopkins is making it's in the neighborhood of $5 million per season,
yeah,
with the extension. Like, it's a lucrative gig if you are a kicker and you can, you know, string together a few good seasons. He's going to make a nice living kicking in the NFL, so good for him. So the Commanders are going to unveil an array of upgrades to Commanders Field this season, including a premium space that will let fans interact with players on game days. The Tunnel Club, a 2,100-square-foot space in the tunnel of the stadium, will give 150 season ticket holders access to an area where players travel to and from the field and locker room. Membership includes exclusive stadium entry, parking, field access before the game, and all-inclusive food and beverage. It also comes with admission to select events with team execs and an all-inclusive trip to a road game, among the other perks.
I like the rendering. I don't like the price tag.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you see what the price tag is?
I think it's around $15,000.
$15,000.
Yeah.
To get a high five from the players, pass.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me. Like, I feel like the same people that are going to buy this are a richer, fancier version of adult autograph seekers, which it always drives me crazy when I see 50-year-old guys that are like our age muscling out like 12-year-olds trying to get their hat signed or their football signed or, you know, like a magazine or some trading card signed. Please leave the autographs to the younger set, to the non-adults. Let the kids have their space. Let them get their ball signed. I feel like that should be more of the audience that gets taken care of there.
I mean, I like the concept of giving fans more access to the players.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're getting ready to run onto the field or they're running back, if you're part of the Tunnel Club, you'll be able to yell at them,
right,
give them high fives, mm-hmm, that sort of thing. You know, at Nationals Park, if you're part of whatever they call it now, the Diamond Club or whatever.
I think it's now the Terra Club, JP.
Right. You can see the batting cages.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But $15,000, you need some high rollers. But
very pricey.
There are plenty of high rollers out there.
Sure.
There are plenty of people that will go ahead and do it. So good for Josh Harris and the ownership group for trying to upgrade the stadium. I read in the article in the Washington Post, it's not just about that. They are trying to upgrade what they can. The new stadium's not happening until at least 2030, right?
Right. Yeah,
now we're looking at the next decade.
We hear the new ownership group talk about this all the time. They know the stadium isn't going to be built for several years. They want to give the fans that are willing to come out and watch the Commanders, hopefully during the rebuild, they want to give them the best experience that they can. They know that they can't just leave Commanders Field the way it is for the next 7 or 8 years without pouring millions of dollars into upgrades.
And the NFL gave them the money. The NFL gave them, right, $86.5 million to upgrade the stadium.
Good. They should pour every single one of those dollars into upgrading Commander's Field, and this is part of it. The rendering that made me laugh the most was the picture of they have of the fans that are standing outside the barriers, and then they have like Daron Payne's head like plastered onto. It's clearly not his body. Like, they're trying to do an approximation of the players' bodies like through AI, and it just looks weird. Like, Terry McLaurin is like, he's like dapping up Jonathan Allen. Right. Daron Payne, he looks like, I don't even know what he looks like. He looks like a cartoon character out of a movie. They've got Jaden Daniels flexing with the fans. It just makes me laugh. But again, this is for the 0.001%, the people that can afford a $15,000 upgrade to whatever else they're already spending at Commander's Field. For tickets, season ticket plans, suites, whatever it is. But I'm sure they'll have people down there high-fiving the team on their way in and out of the locker room. There will be a market for it, especially if the team does well under Jaden Daniels and they actually win some games and are in playoff contention. The Commanders' backfield looks a little bit different this year with Brian Robinson Jr. and former LA Chargers running back Austin Eckler leading the way. The Commanders' offense has a couple of different dimensions with those two running backs, and wideout Jahan Dotson believes it will make things easier in the offense. Here are some quotes from Dotson. He's such a great downhill runner where he can make one cut, he can make a lot of people miss, and he's a powerful back, Dotson said of Robinson. And then add Eckler to that. It's a crazy 1-2 combination, and I honestly can't wait to see what we can do with them two on Sundays. But it makes our life on the outside that much more easier just because it creates those one-on-ones and it makes people have to stack the box.
There is a lot of optimism right now coming out of Commander's Park.
There's definitely buzz.
What was your record when you went through the season schedule? What did you ultimately end up with?
Here's the problem. Herein lies the rub. I went through it. But I went through it on the back of a piece of paper and I threw it away. I think
you ended with 9-8, right? Were you 9-8?
Pretty sure.
You're pretty optimistic.
Don't think I put it in. Yeah, my column is still empty, so okay. I've officially not even picked wins or losses yet. I'll have to do that before the
right
season
now,
starts.
I had them at 7-10. What did Jason have them at?
Bishbucks has them at 7-10.
Okay.
EB has them at 9-8. But then there's a caveat at the bottom. If EB had balls, he picked them against the Bears and the Falcons to get them to 11-6 instead of 9-8. You have them at 8-9.
Okay, 8-9.
Yeah. So I will.
That's a 4-game improvement. Like, it doesn't sound great.
Swing.
That would be a successful first season for Dan Quinn.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think if you're 8-9, that probably would mean that Jaden Daniels, for the most part, had a pretty good rookie season.
Yes, correct. Hopefully that's the case. We're crossing our fingers.
That said, you're almost hearing only glowing things about the offense right now.
Right.
Other than the offensive line has some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a major issue.
Right. Yeah. I mean, hopefully in the preseason games, you see some improvement and they make some tweaks and they get them ready for the Tampa opener. But it's definitely something people are keeping an eye on heading into the regular season. All right, you mentioned Jaden Daniels. He is featured in a new Fanatics TV spot. It basically shows all the young quarterbacks that are coming into the league and people giving them advice, like adapting to their new surroundings, the new towns that they're playing in. Do you happen to know what Kevin Durant's advice was to Jaden Daniels? We all know that Kevin Durant, a big Commanders mark, big Commanders fan.
What would Kevin Durant tell Jaden Daniels? I saw what he told South Sudan. We can't say it on the air.
Oh, I didn't see what he was saying to South Sudan. Was it in game or
in game?
Okay.
I think it was going to the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
He just used some colorful language.
Okay. Got it.
He said that they weren't tough.
Okay. Oh, okay. I can guess what word he used.
Oh, I don't think you would.
No? Okay.
It's definitely a word that we can't say.
Okay. Got it.
Kevin Durant told Jaden Daniels to have fun. That's his advice.
No.
Have fun this rookie season.
It's much more specific than that.
Okay.
In the video put out by Fanatics, KD says, "Congrats, man. Welcome to the team. Welcome to DC." Get you some mumbo sauce. Put it on chicken, rice, everything. You good. So KD, to help Jaden, you know, ease his way into life here in D.C., his advice is just grab some mumbo sauce.
And overhyped.
I think it's pretty good.
It's all right.
I've had mumbo sauce on wings. Like it. It's pretty good. And it's now like you can just walk into like the local Giant or Harris Teeter, and they've got it. They've got it in bottles, like right next to the Heinz ketchup. They're doing well. Good for them. Small business here in D.C. expanding the empire. So Kevin Durant says, Jaden Daniels, get you some mumbo sauce. Everything will be good for you in D.C. All right, when we come back, we're going to start talking about the Olympics again. We want your input on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. If you had a lifetime of training in one of the disciplines, in one of the sports at the 2024 Paris Olympics, which Olympic sport would you excel at? What would you be silly in? Which event would it be? We'll take your calls next on that at 800-636-1067. We're the Junks on an Open Line Thursday. We'll be right back. Welcome back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. window nation for your home because it's where you live. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. So if you had a lifetime of training, you know, from the time you're a little kid to the time you're a grown adult, which of the Olympic sports could you excel at? What would you be silly at? Are there any? Or do you just look at the list and say, I don't think I'd be good at any of these disciplines? As I looked at the list, I've narrowed it down to two. I'm a racket sports guy. I think I'd be either silly at table tennis or possibly badminton. Like, I feel like if I had training in those from the time I'm like 4 years old, and it was my thing, and I drilled down on it, maybe I could ascend to those heights. Like,
I could see that.
I don't think Cakes has the reflexes for that.
Oh, I have silly reflexes.
Hand-eye coordination,
Now, they've been dulled a bit by my age at this point. I'm approaching 54. But for almost 54-year-old guy, my reflexes, pretty on point. They're pretty solid.
Were you a silly contact hitter in Little League?
I was not a baseball guy. I kind of maxed out at T-ball. Maybe like one season of baseball. I'm just telling you, if you want to test my hand eye, I don't know how we would do it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna. I don't know if I'll ace it, but I'll do pretty well.
This is what's gonna sully your reputation.
Yes,
I believe the last time you talked about playing table tennis,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you were spanked by Rom.
I know. I hate bringing that up. It's a black mark on my record. I just didn't think it was possible that Rom could beat me in table tennis / ping pong. And he not only beat me, he smoked me.
He waxed you.
He waxed me. But again, this
rusty.
I'm rusty, and I'm talking about.
Well, back in the day, we used to play almost every night at my house.
Yeah,
you know, it was probably a year or two that we did that.
Sure.
During our high school days,
mm-hmm.
I think I beat you probably 75% of the time.
You probably did something in that range. But again, we're talking about a hypothetical where I'm not just coming over to your house at night for 45 minutes and listening to Beastie Boys and Striper on a cassette player.
That's called the life.
You're in an academy.
The ping pong academy.
And I was soft selling the 45 minutes. It's probably more like 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
Disrespected homework, whatever.
Our high school started at 9:30, Cakes.
I get plucked. Somebody sees me as a five-year-old prodigy and says, oh, we're going to put you in the ping pong academy. And you're going to do nothing but play ping pong / table tennis for 8 hours a day.
Or badminton, you said.
Or badminton. One of the two racket.
I think that would work because here's the problem that Cakes and I have.
Yeah.
And to a lesser extent, Valdez and Drab and Mike Marr. But mm-hmm. We're short guys.
Yeah.
All right? We took a picture yesterday with Jordan Miller.
Yeah.
NBA player and Jason Bishop. And mm-hmm. We look like dwarfs.
Yeah, we're tiny.
Okay.
I mean, those guys.
I maxed out at 5'9".
I mean, Jordan Miller's 6'5", Jason's 6'6".
I maxed out at 5'9".
Yeah.
That's what's on my driver's license. The last time I had a physical, the doctor told me that I'm shrinking and that I'm now 5'8". Right. A year ago, I was 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
This year, 5'8", with her same measurement.
Here's your problem, Cakes.
Yes.
Is the two events that you picked,
mm-hmm.
that you said that you would, if you trained your
yeah.
entire life.
Sure.
Or a year, however long,
right?
That you could win gold or mm-hmm. medal in,
right?
Those two events, the U.S. have never medaled in ever in the history of the Olympics.
Well, then I would have to just go over to one of the countries where they specialize in those events and train there.
So I'm sure
and train with whoever is training those.
So
people.
I'm sure that they've had someone come through their the USA has had someone come through their ping pong academy,
yeah.
or their badminton academy, who is. Five times the athlete as you.
I'm sure.
Has 10 times the reaction as you.
Right.
And they still haven't been able to medal.
Understood.
So that's
hey, we didn't say medal. We said to be an Olympian. Just got to make the team.
Just got to make the squad. Just got to be invited.
If I'm going to the Olympics, I have hopes of being on the podium.
Well, sure. That's the ultimate goal.
Drab's just going for the sake of going. He just wants a free vacation.
He wants his swag bag and he wants to have sex on the cardboard beds.
Yeah, I'm all about the Olympic Village.
Right. So I think height limits us, Cakes.
Yes.
Because if I could just wave a magic wand and I could do anything in the Olympics, I would love to be a hoopster, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, limitations.
Even if you put me in the academy when I was 3 years old.
It doesn't matter.
This is not going to happen.
I was being realistic.
Hey. And then even like swimming, like I do think swimming, if you have dedication, I was reading about Katie Ledecky. Mm-hmm. Now, she is the best of the best of all time.
Yeah.
But like she swims every day. Like to be great at swimming, I'm not saying you just, but a lot of it is you got to put in the time.
Sure, of course.
And outwork
I would think that's
other people.
With all of the disciplines.
And I could do that, but the best swimmers are taller.
Right. They're long and angular.
0.0% chance JP could be a swimming Olympian. It just wouldn't happen. Well, your height and your...
Right. That's why I brought it up. I said height.
And your muscle build and all that. You don't have the athletic frame. Mm-hmm. You got to think more of like equestrian. You know?
Didn't he ride horses as a kid?
Yeah.
I never did.
All the short knockers and all the short kids out.
I've never been on a horse.
I goofed on... I made fun of the fact that he went to a fancy schmancy like middle school where they played polo. Where they actually didn't. I just made, made that
You
up.
Could be a jockey almost.
I think that realistically, based on what I've seen, I could be a pommel horse specialist. That nerdy self-described nerdy guy apparently got into gymnastics.
Yeah.
And he specialized in the pommel or pommel horse.
Here's a late ad. Shooting.
Yes. That was shooting. The top of my list.
You have a tool, and if you can master that tool and practice at it.
Yeah,
that might be harder. That might be a little bit harder.
But yeah, the pistol.
You guys saw the video of the woman who, like, the bee landed on her I can't remember which finger it was, but like, right, she's about to unleash the arrow or the quiver, whatever they call it.
I believe it's an arrow. Quiver holds the arrow.
Okay, a bee lands on her stupid finger, botched the whole thing.
I thought you had Nubs eyes.
I mean, at this point, I do.
You're
53.
You can't do pistol when you have readers.
No, I just wear glasses, Rick.
No, come on, you're right. You're not gonna be a shooter.
I can't wear goggles.
you're onto it. If you specialize in something where it's a skill,
yes,
then I think you have more of an option. Although you could make the argument, the easiest way to be an Olympic athlete and to medal is to be the paint rider for the Dream Team.
Is to be the what?
Or the bench rider.
Okay.
Sorry, I said paint rider.
Okay.
The bench rider for the Dream Team.
Okay.
Because you can be selected for the team.
Right.
So it's not like you have to qualify. Right? So you're handpicked for the team.
Right.
You don't have to play. Boom. You get a medal.
What is he talking What sport is he talking about?
Basketball.
Hoops.
All these. Yeah. What are you... In a thousand lifetimes, you couldn't make the basketball.
Well, I'm just saying
your high school team.
But I'm just saying you get selected. You get selected by Steve Kerr to be on the team.
They'll see you and they'll be like, "Hey, Kevin Durant dunked on you in high school, didn't he? You're out."
I'm just saying it's the easiest path to get a medal is to be the guy. Is to be the Tatum and Embiid and sit on the bench the entire game.
All right, I got another one.
You get on the podium. Yeah.
I mean, I think there are a lot. If you dedicate your whole life, I think there are a lot that you can do. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And though it's not technically a poll, I put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Okay, good.
Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. But I just happened to look up the Olympic divers.
Okay.
Okay? So you want to say I can't swim, and I actually prefaced it by saying height is a deal. Well, the guy that won the silver... for the Americans in diving, 5'7". He's just a silly diver. And the thing about diving is there are less of them out there. There's less competition, I think, in the country to make a diving team.
I know I couldn't do diving because it's that platform is just too high. Because I've been on a Nubs height platform is probably, or a diving board, it's probably... 12 to 15 feet above the pool, and I feel like I'm standing on a big giant cliff in in Mexico about to go cliff diving. It seems so high, and the one at the Olympics is probably three times higher than that. I'm out on diving. Couldn't be silly at it.
This is my sport.
All right. Yes.
And this is me specifically. I feel like if I had the training and if I started early enough with my beefy body, I'd be a great power lifter.
Okay. There you go. Clean and jerk. Right. You already got the jerk part.
Yeah, nice. Nice one, JP.
That's my specialty.
So powerlifting.
Powerlifting. Weak ass drab over here. No chance. Me? Have a chance.
See, he's just, you're just lashing out at him because you said you couldn't make the hoop
Valdez
team.
Be in the heavyweight division. Yeah.
Mike,
let's arm wrestle right now.
Yeah, Mike Barr, do you have a discipline where you would excel, where you'd be selling?
Yeah, and these guys have been looking down at me during the break. Race walking. No one really knows what it is. But yeah, speed walking. Everyone can walk. And if I just practiced at it at a young age, mm-hmm. no doubt I'd be top of the podium, gold, back-to-back, Michael Phelps level.
Mike Barr level.
How do you get it? I always wonder how you get into a sport like that. I got to believe the race walkers were on a track team, and they were runners.
Yeah, they're just not
good
enough.
But they just weren't good enough, and so then they bounce them there. Like, same thing as a pole vaulter.
Right.
Do people start as a pole vaulter, or they are probably sprinters?
I don't know.
But they're not quite good enough, and they say, all right, you're not going to go anywhere as a sprinter, but your speed's going to help you if we give you this big pole.
No, I don't think pole vaulters are just like freak athletes. It's not necessarily all speed.
You got to have upper body
strength.
No, you have
to have power, of course, but I'm saying, how do you start as the pole vaulter? I got to believe you started somewhere else.
Yeah, I think you gravitate.
Like the race walker, I got to believe started somewhere else. The race where you jump over water and a couple of like hurdles, is that called steeplechase or whatever it's called?
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to have started somewhere else. Like you were a 5,000 meter guy, a 10,000 meter guy, and they're like, you're not elite.
There's not.
We're gonna throw in the water and the hurdles or whatever the heck is on there, so that you can specialize in that.
I think that's closer to like javelin or something like that.
Like discus or shot put.
Yeah, you know what? That's another one. I feel like I'd be good at shot put.
You'd be a shot put guy?
Or hammer throw.
You have the ball here. Do that bit?
Yeah. Hammer throw.
Yeah, but those guys are like, he's not, those are offensive linemen. He's not that big.
Right.
I know, but I would train.
He's still going to be 5'10 or whatever he is.
He would become an expert in that field.
Yeah, so much protein.
Yeah, he'd be bulked up and jacked.
Yeah, I'd eat 10 eggs in the morning.
Egg whites, probably. I guess gotta add something to egg whites.
I guess you guys didn't watch the Olympic trials with the guys who were shot putting.
I did not.
They were absolute monsters. I've seen Bob Myers. I've seen his genetics. He can't get. It's not in there for Valdez.
He's just shooting you down on all of your recommendations, Valdez.
Drab's an athletic snob.
No, we all need an apparatus to get us there. We're not getting there on athletic ability alone.
No.
Premise of if you train for it your whole life, there's a ton of sports you could do that. Like tennis, for example, you're a tennis player. Rafael Nadal is not some super tall guy, but he's a freak because he's played his whole life and dedicated his whole life and did it.
How many American men are in the Olympics? There's like four of them. You think I could become all my life a top four American tennis player?
You're saying if you
might have it in you, Drab.
You're disrespecting.
if you put in the time, you started when you were three. The work ethic of these Olympic athletes is what separates them. The diver that I looked up that's 5'7" trains four times a day for 10 years.
I missed an obvious one that all of us could do if we were trained to do this from a very young age. Sailing. Are you kidding me?
You're maybe onto something.
Sailing?
Christopher Cross gets sized.
You know, that might be the one. That might be.
I have to learn how to put a sail up. Whoopee-doo.
We gotta judge winds.
Now, I've said for many years, if I'm ever out on a boat, I never want it to be a sailboat. I want a powerboat. I want a boat that's burning fossil fuels and can whisk through the water and not have to worry about wind. Even though the beach is always windy, you're always going to have wind. Sailing, that's the one seed. Any of us can do it.
I think I got one better. Almost anybody in this room could do it.
Okay.
I think we could all make the men's field hockey team.
I don't know, man. Field hockey's not as easy as you think it might be.
I don't think it's super easy, but those aren't elite athletes. We're at an academy when we're young. We go to the best high school for field hockey in the world for guys. I mean, when's the last time you saw a guy playing field hockey?
I think his son did.
Yeah, my son played field hockey.
There's not a lot of them.
It's more regional. Of a West Coast thing, too. Like, it's in the East, it doesn't really happen a lot. West Coast, like, guys play field hockey more than they do here.
I think that's our best shot.
Yeah.
What about surfing?
No, surfing butt hard. My balance would be the deal breaker for me. I have terrible balance.
Oh, yeah. You got awful equilibrium.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I couldn't surf.
But Valdez, you're sleeping on something that you've become very good at now. But had you started and dedicated yourself to play every day of your life, golf.
It's kind of with drab. The top four. It's hard to be. Like, if you put me up against someone against South Sudan,
right.
I would probably pummel them in a match play right now. Yeah. But I don't think I could get good enough to be some of the top four selected.
Yeah, right. But the top four selected have dedicated their whole lives to it. You haven't. You just started playing a lot in the last several years.
You know, this goes back to JP comparing himself to these swimmers and everything. JP, I think, in his head, believes that he's an elite level athlete and that there's no anyone can do that. Like,
that if you had the training.
I love Matt. He's a great golfer. You have to. There's no chance he could be a top five golfer in the world.
Why not?
It doesn't work that way. It would be a miracle. It would be a miracle.
Through hard work, dedication, he might be able to get there.
Who's the guy that just won? Xander Schauffele?
Yes.
I guarantee. He was dedicated.
Do you know how many dedicated young golfers there are in this country?
A billion.
A billion.
Okay.
That's the problem. That's the sport you're not making. You got to find sailors. There's like 50 sailors in this country.
Right. I'm telling you, sailing is our in.
Or now, canoeing or something.
We won't buy a sailboat and train for the 2020.
Here's the question. Will the Olympics allow me to sail with a six pack and a cooler?
Well, I can only hope that would be the case. I would want to sail with you.
And check mix.
Yeah. All of the accoutrement you need for a good day out on the bay.
Can you imagine the commentators? Matt Valdez inexplicably stopped at the first place to lay down a crab pot.
This is Matt.
And now all of a sudden he went from first to third.
Yep, it's in your DNA. You have to drop a crab pot out there, Valdez.
I've got Valdez as Olympic golfer. The guy's got a hole in one in his resume, and he's just a hat golfer.
So does Pete Medhurst, and he's not.
I knew that was coming.
And he's not playing.
I knew that was coming down the pike. All right, we can take more. We can take your calls when we come back at 800-636-1067. What Olympic sport would you be silly at? We'll take your calls on that next. Here on The Fan. Taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. If you had a lifetime of training in one discipline, what Olympic sport would you be silly at? We've come up with two or three that I think we could do. Shooting is one. Sailing, I feel like, is just the easiest. I'm sure we're going to have people who are into sailing and sailboats, and that'll say, do you know how difficult it is to sail effectively? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure we'll have those people. I'm sure those people will call in. But we're talking about which of these disciplines, which of the sports, if you started at a young age and concentrated on, could you be Olympic level at?
See, this is where I have, and drab's jumping down my throat, I have a difference of opinion with you guys. I think there are a lot of sports that if you specialize in, you could succeed in. If I just go down the 40 sports, there's a bunch. Fencing?
Yeah. I think fencing's tougher than you think.
I'm not saying they're not hard, but you're giving me the ability to specialize and work on it your whole life.
Yeah.
Rowing? I don't know. It's hard, but if you work at it your whole life, then some of the sports that are martial arts, taekwondo, judo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand judo. If you watch it, like you wear, I think it may not be called the gi. I'm not sure what it is there. I know the gi's, and you got to grab them by their jacket.
There's a lot of grappling.
And then you kind of throw them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about judo, I'll be honest. It's kind of a blind spot.
I get what they're saying, that like in golf and tennis, there are more competitors. So I guess ideally you want to find the sport where there are less people doing it. So fencing might be one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many fencers there are in the United States competing for fencing spots.
I think that was the point of the conversation. What loophole can you find? What
right.
What sport that no one else is playing?
Yeah.
Can you just be a jag, just a guy? What without any special elite talent? You're telling Charlie Woods can't even be a top 100 golfer for his age bracket. He plays all day and he's got the greatest bloodline in history. You got to, what loophole? Like, what sport could you just like stumble into and make it? You're not making the basketball team. You know, it's not going to happen.
Were you listening? I prefaced it all by saying height is a factor, but in many of these things, height is not.
All right. Now, this might be a little bit of a wrinkle. Is sailing, is that windsurfing? Because when I click on sailing, it goes to men's windsurfing.
Yeah. That's what.
Oh, I thought they're like sailboats.
I thought so, too.
Hey, you know what? I'm guilty.
Racing and sailboats.
When you said that, I thought
so, too. Windsurfing, I'm going to strike that from the record. Too much balance. I couldn't do windsurfing. I could. Sailing, yes. Windsurfing.
Yeah, like, I thought it was like America's Cup.
Right. I thought we're out there yachting out of somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're off the coast of France. So I'm mistaken.
No.
I'm out on sailing. This is windsurfing.
Yeah, I thought it was like
any sort of surfing, I'm out.
Like bougie charcuterie and
yeah, exactly. Like we're gonna be popping and bottles
white, and
of
like
wine.
White wine.
Right. How about canoe?
Canoes, I mean, I maybe.
Canoe slalom.
I mean, it's a lot of rowing. It's a lot of rowing you got.
I don't know if it's rowing. I saw it like it looked like whitewater rapids.
Yeah, you just let the current take
so
you.
So like, yeah. I'm not PJ Fleck, not rowing the boat, not doing.
I mean,
that
you probably got to paddle a couple times.
Okay,
but for the most part, it looked like they're just kind of navigating. And I didn't even know if it was like a man-made river that they had there going.
Okay, maybe I'll have to check it out. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
One more, Cakes.
Yes.
So what about trampoline? Your daughter was a world-class trampoliner.
Yeah, she was great at it.
I know.
That doesn't mean that I would be good at it.
What happened? If you're the bloodline of why she's great,
it could be you. It could also be...
But is that an event? I don't see trampoline.
From my wife's
trampoline,
side.
Yeah, it's an event.
It could also be from my wife's side where she got
No, it could be, but there's a shot that it's you, that you're the prodigy that never took it up.
We had a trampoline in the backyard, and I had some limited experience. I'm not cut out to be a trampoliner or a trampolinist, whatever it is.
How did your daughter get so good?
She worked at it.
She took gymnastics.
She trained at it. She trained at like a gymnastics academy. I don't know. You know what? I like you giving me some DNA credit for her success.
DNA plays a big part in it.
Certainly. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, you're on with the Jets. Good morning.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 100% handball, no questions asked. I think if you trained your entire life, that's a sport that anyone could be.
I saw EB chiming
in
from Outer Banks, basically saying if he had started handball as a kid, he'd be in the Olympics.
Aren't most of those guys tall?
I don't know.
I think they are pretty lanky.
Yeah.
I feel like they looked like basketball players to me.
I think they do, and I think that the U.S. handball coach said that if he had 6 months with LeBron James, he could make him the greatest handball player of all time. Which,
okay, but that's I mean
LeBron cakes.
LeBron James, okay, like he's one of the greatest athletes ever to walk the face of the earth.
All right, what if you specialized in handball goalie?
Ooh,
I think they need to be tall too because they're basically just stretching their arms and their legs.
I'm looking at my limited wingspan.
You know, Nubs wingspan.
I mean, I have like a 5'9" wingspan if I'm lucky. I'm not going to stop a lot of balls.
If you ask Mike Maher behind the glass there, I am a bit vertically challenged.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would be it. I don't know if that would be the right spot for me. I don't know.
I punched up the current squad for the men's handball team. The problem I'm having is it's listed in meters.
How much is
the shortest guy on the team is 1.8 meters.
I don't know.
Can you convert that?
You need a conversion chart is what you need. Let's go to Larry, who's calling in.
He's only 5'9".
Larry.
Maybe you could play handball.
You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Larry?
All right. I like to get on the table against Mr. Cakes in a game of table tennis.
No, that's not the point.
I know that's not the point.
I've been scarred by losing to Rom.
No, what I'm trying to prove to him is that I grew up with a table tennis table in my basement.
Yeah.
And if he can't beat me, it's no way in the world he can get on an Olympic team.
All right, Larry.
Good call. Yeah, Larry completely missing the point of the call.
Great call. Hey, what Cakes? What
the point is if you put the ping pong paddle or the table tennis paddle in his crib and you taped it to his hand,
right?
The very first thing, isn't that like what they did to Agassi?
I'm sure
think there's like a legend that when Agassi was a kid,
right,
he was a baby, that his father had like put some sort of paddle on his hand.
Right. It probably
makes
sense.
And then he grew up immediately doing that.
What about poker? If poker became an Olympic sport.
I would love to represent the U.S. in poker.
What about breakdancing?
Have you ever seen me try to dance?
Not right now. I'm just saying if you started younger and you competed in your early 20s.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been on the podium for breakdancing, personally. And again, like I said before, it's hard to breakdance when you're listening to Whitesnake and Motley Crue.
I think Cakes has rhythm.
It's difficult.
Great point.
I got no rhythm. Correct. Let's go to Gareth. Gareth, you're on the Junks. Good morning.
I think you got rhythm. I've seen you do this.
That's easy. Yeah. That's easy, JP. What's up,
Thrash your head.
Yeah, another vote for handball. I was watching last night the Egypt-France game last night. I mean, these guys don't look like athletes at all. They look like they were ripped off the street and really? Won, like, who wants to be an Olympian? I mean, the goalie for Egypt looked like, I mean, he had cakes. He absolutely had your body. I mean,
you mean he was ripped and sculpted?
I mean, the final score was 26-26. And every goal is worth 1 point. No. Like, if you can scot 10% of the shots, you're world class.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, none of these guys look like athletes. I mean, the other Olympians who have, like, trained their whole life like the gymnasts, they have to laugh at these guys.
Right.
They look like nothing.
All right, but I'm looking at Egypt's roster. It's actually listed, believe it or not. And the shortest guy on Egypt's roster is 6'2".
Hmm. Got a bunch of tall dudes over there representing Egypt. I know very little about handball. And again, it's one of the majority of the sports that nobody in the world cares about except when the Olympics rolls around. Nobody in the world cares about handball outside of the Olympics.
No, I think handball is a massive European sport, Rick.
Massive?
Yes.
It's massive?
I think you may have just made a huge error.
Okay, maybe I have. Maybe I'm sleeping on the popularity of handball. Even though I don't think I am. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Hey, is darts an Olympic sport?
I don't think it's listed here. Could be wrong, but I don't see it on this list.
I'm trying to find basically bar games. Yeah.
Bags.
Big buck hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If there's a big buck hunter, yeah. Sell it. Hey, what's the one where you have to circle the pictures where they're in one screen and not the other?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this game.
It's a bar game.
Okay. I don't know it.
It'd be silly, though.
You'll have to update me during the break.
We did get a couple of tweets. Somebody said, now, this is not Summer Olympics, mm-hmm. but curling in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be good at curling or not.
You're just pushing the shuffleboard,
yeah,
basically.
Just pushing it, or
you're brooming.
I'm brooming the ice.
Right.
Something like that. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. If you're a Commanders fan, do you have concerns about their wide receiver room? Who can step up in 2024 to help out Jaden Daniels? We'll discuss that next on The Fan. Taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. If you had a lifetime of training in one discipline, what Olympic sport would you be silly at? We've come up with two or three that I think we could do. Shooting is one. Sailing, I feel like, is just the easiest. I'm sure we're going to have people who are into sailing and sailboats, and that'll say, do you know how difficult it is to sail effectively? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure we'll have those people. I'm sure those people will call in. But we're talking about which of these disciplines, which of the sports, if you started at a young age and concentrated on, could you be Olympic level at?
See, this is where I have... And Drab's jumping down my throat. I have a difference of opinion with you guys. I think there are a lot of sports that if you specialize in, you could succeed in. If I just go down the 40 sports, there's a bunch. Fencing?
Yeah. I think fencing's tougher than you think.
I'm not saying they're not hard, but you're giving me the ability to specialize and work on it your whole life.
Yeah.
Rowing? I don't know. It's hard. But if you work at it your whole life, then some of the sports that are martial arts, taekwondo, judo. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand judo. If you watch it, like you wear, I think It may not be called the gi. I'm not sure what it is there. I know the gi's and you got to grab them by their jacket.
A lot of grappling.
And then you kind of throw them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about judo, I'll be honest. It's kind of a blind spot.
I get what they're saying, that like in golf and tennis, there are more competitors. So I guess ideally you want to find the sport where there are less people doing it. So fencing might be one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many fencers there are in the United States competing for fencing spots.
That was the point of the conversation. What loophole can you find? What, right. What sport that no one else is playing?
Yeah.
Can you just be a jag, just a guy, what, without any special elite talent? You're telling Charlie Woods can't even be a top 100 golfer for his age bracket. He plays all day and he's got the greatest bloodline in history. You got to, what loophole? Like, what sport could you just like stumble into and make it? You're not making the basketball team. You know, it's not going to happen.
Were you listening? I prefaced it all by saying height is a factor, but in many of these things, height is not.
All right. Now, this might be a little bit of a wrinkle. Is sailing, is that windsurfing? Because when I click on sailing, it goes to men's windsurfing.
Yeah. That's what.
Oh, I thought they're like sailboats.
I thought so, too.
Hey, you know what? I'm guilty.
Racing and sailboats.
When you said that, I thought
so, too. Windsurfing, I'm going to strike that from the record. Too much balance. I couldn't do windsurfing. I could. Sailing, yes. Windsurfing.
Yeah, like I thought it was like America's Cup.
Right. I thought we're out there yachting out of somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're off the coast of France. So I'm mistaken.
No.
I'm out on sailing. This is windsurfing.
Yeah, I thought it was like
any sort of surfing, I'm out.
Like bougie charcuterie and
yeah, exactly. Like we're gonna be popping
and
bottles
and like
of wine.
White wine.
Right.
How about canoe?
Canoes, I mean, I maybe.
Canoe slalom.
I mean, it's a lot of rowing. It's a lot of rowing.
If it's rowing. I saw it like it looked like whitewater rapids.
Yeah, you just let the current take
so
you.
So like,
yeah.
I'm not PJ Fleck. I'm not rowing the boat. Not doing.
I mean, you probably got to paddle a couple times.
Okay,
but for the most part, it looked like they're just kind of navigating. And I didn't even know if it was like a man-made river that they had there going.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to check it out. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
One more, Cakes.
Yes.
So what about trampoline? Your daughter was a world-class trampoliner.
Yeah, she was great at it.
I know.
That doesn't mean that I would be good at it.
What happened? If you're the bloodline of why she's great,
It could also be.
But is that an event? I don't see trampoline.
From my wife's
trampoline,
side.
Yeah, it's an event.
It could also be from my wife's side where she got
No, it could be, but there's a shot that it's you, that you're the prodigy that never took it up.
We had a trampoline in the backyard, and I had some limited experience. I'm not cut out to be a trampoliner or a trampolinist, whatever it is.
How did your daughter get so good?
She worked at it.
She took gymnastics.
She trained at it. She trained at like a gymnastics academy. I don't know. You know what? I like you giving me some DNA credit for her success.
DNA plays a big part in it.
Certainly. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, you're on with the Jokes. Good morning.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 100% handball. No questions asked. I think if you trained your entire life, that's a sport that anyone could be.
I saw EB chiming in from Outer Banks, basically saying if he had started handball as a kid, he'd be in the Olympics.
Aren't most of those guys tall?
I don't know.
I think they are pretty lanky.
Yeah.
I feel like they looked like basketball players to me.
I think they do, and I think that the U.S. handball coach said that if he had 6 months with LeBron James, he could make him the greatest handball player of all time. Which,
okay, but that's LeBron James. Okay, like he's one of the greatest athletes ever to walk the face of the earth.
All right, what if you specialized in handball goalie?
Ooh,
I think they need to be tall too because they're basically just stretching their arms and their legs.
I'm looking at my limited wingspan.
You know, Nubs wingspan.
I mean, I have like a 5'9" wingspan if I'm lucky. I'm not going to stop a lot of balls.
If you ask Mike Maher behind the glass there, I am a bit vertically challenged.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would be it. I don't know if that would be the right spot for me. I don't know.
I punched up the current squad for the men's handball team. The problem I'm having is it's listed in meters.
How much is
the shortest guy on the team is 1.8 meters.
I don't know.
Can you convert that?
You need a conversion chart is what you need. Let's go to Larry, who's calling in.
He's only 5'9".
Larry.
Maybe you could play handball.
You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Larry?
All right. I like to get on the table against Mr. Cakes in a game of table tennis.
No, that's not the point.
I know that's not the point.
I've been scarred by losing to Rom.
No, what I'm trying to prove to him is that I grew up with a table tennis table in my basement.
Yeah.
And if he can't beat me, it's no way in the world he can get on an Olympic team.
All right, Larry. Good call.
Yeah, Larry completely missing the point of the call.
Great call. Hey, what Cakes? What
the point is if you put the ping pong paddle or the table tennis paddle in his crib and you taped it to his hand,
right?
The very first thing, isn't that like what they did to Agassi?
I'm sure
think there's like a legend that when Agassi was a kid,
right?
He was a baby, that his father had like put some sort of paddle on his hand.
Right. It probably
makes
sense.
And then he grew up immediately
doing
that.
What about poker? If poker became an Olympic sport.
I would love to represent the U.S. in poker.
What about breakdancing?
Have you ever seen me try to dance?
Not right now. I'm just saying if you started younger and you competed in your early 20s.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been on the podium for breakdancing, personally. And again, like I said before, it's hard to break dance when you're listening to Whitesnake and Motley Crue.
I think Cakes has rhythm.
It's difficult.
Great point.
I got no rhythm. Correct. Let's go to Gareth. Gareth, you're on the Junks. Good morning.
I think you got rhythm. I've seen you do this.
That's easy. Yeah. That's easy, JP. What's up,
Thrash your head.
Yeah, another vote for handball. I was watching last night the Egypt-France game last night. I mean, these guys don't look like athletes at all. They look like they were ripped off the street and really? Won, like, who wants to be an Olympian? I mean, the goalie for Egypt looked like, I mean, he had cakes. He absolutely had your body. I mean,
you mean he was ripped and sculpted?
I mean, the final score was 26-26. And every goal is worth 1 point. No. Like if you can scot 10% of the shots, you're world class.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, none of these guys look like athletes. I mean, the other Olympians who have like trained their whole life, like the gymnasts, they have to laugh at these guys.
Right.
They look like nothing.
All right, but I'm looking at Egypt's roster. It's actually listed, believe it or not. And the shortest guy on Egypt's roster is 6'2".
Got a bunch of tall dudes over there representing Egypt. I know very little about handball. And again, it's one of the majority of the sports that nobody in the world cares about except when the Olympics rolls around. Nobody in the world cares about handball outside of the Olympics.
No, I think handball's a massive European sport, Rick.
Massive?
Yes.
It's massive?
I think you may have just made a huge error.
Okay, maybe I have. Maybe I'm sleeping on the popularity of handball. Even though I don't think I am. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Hey, is darts an Olympic sport?
I don't think it's listed here. Could be wrong, but I don't see it on this list.
I'm trying to find basically bar games. Yeah.
Bags.
Big buck hunter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If there's a big buck hunter, yeah. Sell it.
Then you're in.
Hey, what's the one where you have to circle the pictures where they're in one screen and not the other?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this game.
It's a bar game.
Okay. I don't know it.
It'd be silly, though.
You'll have to update me during the break.
We did get a couple of tweets. Somebody said, now, this is not Summer Olympics, but curling in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be good at curling or not.
You're just pushing the shuffleboard,
yeah,
basically.
Just pushing it, or I'm
or you're brooming.
I'm brooming the ice.
Right.
Something like that. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. If you're a Commanders fan, do you have concerns about their wide receiver room? Who can step up in 2024 to help out Jaden Daniels? We'll discuss that next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.